The new Yankee pitcher will be Steve Hamilton. Big, tall left-hander. Hamilton used mostly in relief all year by Yogi. And Lou Brock. Brock greeted Downing with a home run. The first pitch made by Downing in relief. And Brock hit the big shot off the roof in right field. That was back in the fifth inning. So now it's Hamilton, a left-hander, against Brock. Hamilton ready. Brock waits. The pitch. Shortens up as if the bunt takes it outside. And it's ball one. Boy, you're in close. This Brock, tremendous speed and good power. Boy, you can't beat that combination. They play you in, you hit it hard, they play you back, you bunt. Here's the pitch. Holds up and it goes outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Bottom half of the seventh inning, St. Louis 6, New York 3. Boyer still in close at third base. Two balls, no strikes. Hamilton waits. The pitch. Swings and misses and a strike one. Two balls, one strike. Brock taking a little bit of time. He's got a bad wrist. And he's just going to kind of wait a little bit before he gets back in there. Seems like that wrist may be giving him some trouble. Ready now. Two balls, one strike. Sadecki continues to throw in the Cardinal bullpen. Mickelson throws in the Yankee bullpen. Brock still taking plenty of time. Back in and out and back in now. Hamilton ready. Here's the pitch to Brock. Sidearm. It's a strike. Two balls and two strikes. When that Hamilton comes sidearm, he is really tough on those left-hand hitters. Big, big guy, 6'7", and arm looks like it's about 10 feet 8. Here he comes, 2-2 pitch, sidearm, swung on and missed. He struck him out. Boy, it's tough to hang in there when he's sidearm you and exaggerate as much as Hamilton does. Here is Bill White. Bill is 2-for-3. And White double to center field and single to center field. 6-3. St. Louis leading bottom of the seventh. The pitch, White punts. Foul. So it rolls over near the Yankee dugout in front of American League President Joe Cronin. That's about all he needs, huh, Phil, is a baseball?
Yeah, and a National League one at that.
One strike to count. Bill White waiting. Hamilton gets his sign. Here's the pitch. Curveball stays inside, and it's one ball and one strike. Vern Benson coaching at third base. Joe Schultz coaching at first base. Hamilton, the 1-1 pitch, sidearm, swung on, popped up straight back. Elston Howard looking for it. It's near the screen. He does not have a play. One ball, two strikes. Bill White. One ball, two strikes to count. The score, St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the seventh. Mickelson continues to throw in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch by Hamilton. It's a strike call, and White is out on strikes. So Hamilton, the two left-hand hitters, two strikeouts as he really sidearms him. And here is Ken Boyer. Boyer is singled in the fourth. He doubled in the fifth. He has scored two runs. Big, powerful right-hand hitter. This guy's a leader on his ball club. He wants to move the umpire at second base. Ken Burkhardt. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Burkhardt now moving towards left center. Hamilton delivers. It's a strike call over the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Hamilton, in and out. Nobody on, two outs, 6-3. St. Louis out in front, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Curveball outside. Two balls and one strike. Play Boyer straight away. Maris in center field, right in line with the bag. Hamilton shakes off the sign. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Ken Boyer. Swung on. Deep in the left field. That ball is gone. Home run. And that Cardinal bench with the welcoming committee greeting Ken Boyer as he puts another run on that scoreboard for St. Louis. It's now a 7-3 score, bottom of the seventh inning. Near is Dick Rhodes. Hamilton got two outs by strikeouts, and Boyer, with a count of two balls and one strike, hit one into the left field bleachers. Rhodes takes it low, and it's ball one. Looks like it was a low curveball that Boyer hit. He just reached out. It's 351. Down the left field line. Grote makes it inside, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Brock and Boyer have home runs for St. Louis, while Mickey Mantle, a big three-run blast, and a sixth for the New York Yankees. The only runs they've been able to score so far. The pitch to Grote. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes now. Steve Hamilton, after getting Brock and White on strikes, a home run by Boyer, now is behind on Dick Rowe, three balls and no strikes. Mickelson throwing for New York down the right field corner. 3-0 pitch, strike. Three balls, one strike, two outs, one run in, nobody on. Here's the pitch. Hot shot. Boyer, a nice play at third base. He's got it over to first in time. A one-handed grab. He took a base hit away from him. That ends the inning, and the score is St. Louis 7 and New York 3. So you've got to take your hat off to young Tim McCarver for the way he's handled his Cardinal pitching staff. I think it's been a perfect job. And on the subject of perfection, how would you like to get the perfect shave? The quickest, easiest, cleanest shave of your life. You can do it. Start off with hot water, plenty of it, and then make your whiskers even wetter with Gillette Foamy. It super saturates your beard, and Foamy is the only leading shaving cream with K34, hexachlorophene, antiseptic that cleanses your skin as you shave. Next, the incomparable Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life. So effortless, you can hardly believe a blade is touching your face. And more shaves just like it, every blade, than with any other. Or your money back from Gillette. And for a happy ending, top off that shave with Gillette's new Sun Up Aftershave. Smells better, feels better, manlier. All from Gillette, the people who know men best. Mickey Mantle, top half of the eighth inning. St. Louis Cardinals 7, New York Yankees 3. Bob Gibson. The pitch. Swung on. Missed strike one. Might have fouled 50. Sicori checks that baseball. Bob Gibson gets the sign from his young catcher, Tim McCarver. The pitch. Fastball. It misses. One ball and one strike to count. Bill White says something to Bob Gibson to settle him down. Bob Gibson fires that ball. The Cardinal bullpen gets up again. Sadecki and Craig. Here is a 1-1 pitch to Mantle. Swung on. High fly ball. Center field. Kurt Flood has got the beat on it. Waiting. Taps the glove. One out. This crowd, with every pitch, with every out, building up. to what they hope will be a Cardinal victory. The last World Championship Club, 1946. Right here in this ballpark, the Cardinals beat the Boston Red Sox. Elston Howard, the hitter. One out, nobody on. The pitch, outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Howard with one base hit, waits. The pitch. Swung on and foul back. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. St. Louis, 7. The New York Yankees, 3. Gibson delivers. Howard swings and fouls it off. One ball and two strikes. Bob Gibson takes a look at his defense. They're shading Howard towards right center field, is kind of a tip-off on the stuff that Gibson still has. There's a fastball swung on and missed. He struck him out. This crowd roaring with every pitch, with every out. And that brings up Joe Pepitone. Bob Gibson has struck out 7 men. He leads by 4. Top of the 8th, St. Louis 7, New York 3. Pepitone waits, Gibson delivers, swung on and missed, strike one. Needless to say, you can almost tell the action by the crowd reaction. Bob Gibson getting the sign, a cool customer, he's ready, delivers. Foul back, strike two. Who strikes the count. Gibson quickly out in front of Joe Pepitone. McCarver indicating that there are 2 outs. Gibson way out in front of Joe Pepitone with a count of 2 strikes. Gibson ready. The pitch. Way outside. McCarver knocks that ball down. One ball and 2 strikes. Pepitone waves that bat. Gibson ready. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on. Fly ball. Flood is going out. Maxville is going out. Flood in center field is coming in. Maxville and Flood. But Maxville makes the play. At the very last minute, Maxville makes the play to end the inning. And the score is St. Louis 7 and New York 3. The Cardinals have been in 4 previous 7-game series and won all 4 of them. You don't know yet if history will repeat today, but I do know this. If you take advantage of this Gillette World Series special, you'll get the easiest, quickest shares in the world, and you'll save 28 cents in the deal. For just $1.50, you get 12 sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. Man, that's weeks and weeks of clean, close shaves. Unparalleled shaving luxury. Gillette guarantees the best first shave of your life and more just like it per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Find out for yourself why it's America's number one seller by far. Unmatched uniformity, blade after blade, dispenser after dispenser. 12 Gillette stainless steel blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. Don't let this Gillette World Series special get by. Tim McCarver to lead it off, bottom half of the 8th inning. And I'm sure you can feel the electricity generating this ballpark. This crowd, they have waited since 1946, and they're ready to explode. McCarver, he walked, hit into a 4th play, a sacrifice fly. Hamilton, the left-hander, delivers. McCarver swings and misses. And it's strike one as the big left-hander really sidearmed him. This Hamilton, tough on the left-hand hitter. Boy, when he comes sidearm, that front leg just starts talking like, let's get out of here. Here's a pitch, sidearm. This one's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Boyer wide of the bag at third base. Richardson at second base is back. So is Pepitone. Lynn, the shortstop, shades towards the bag. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. Bottom of the 8th. Curveball misses, and it's ball 2. 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, 1 strike. McCarver waiting. Hamilton, ready. Here's the pitch, sidearm. Ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton missed that outside corner. McCarver checked with his coach, Vern Benson, ready now. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. It is a foul ball on the first base line. Pepitone up with that ball. So the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes on the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the 8th inning, Tim McCarver. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. Down the bullpen, Pete Mickelson starts to throw once again. Hamilton, ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch to McCarver. Swung on and fouled back. He just did get a piece of it as Hamilton had him fooled on a curveball. McCarver just did tick it. Hamilton rubs up that baseball now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Big left-hander taking plenty of time. Ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on. A foul tip as he just did get it. Got Elston Howard on the arm. McCarver hanging tough, trying to hold him. Hamilton trying to make McCarver give ground. McCarver able to get a piece of it. Stays alive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Good pitch by Hamilton. Swung on and popped up. Straight back. Elston Howard coming back near the stands. Does he have room? He reaches over and can't hold on. Elston Howard, a great effort as he went into the equipment of a public address man here at the ballpark. Elston Howard, a great effort on a foul ball hit by McCarver. Guarantee you, Elston played that as well as you can play a ball. Chairs and scorecards went flying. So McCarver stays alive. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton and McCarver in a real battle here. Bottom half of the 8th inning. Ready once again. The payoff pitch. Swung on. A bouncing ball. Pepitone to his right. Knocks the ball down. The throw is not in time. Pepitone. Far to his right. Knocks it down. Flip to Hamilton. Not in time. And McCarver has himself another base hit. McCarver is 11 for 22, an even 500. He walked in the second, sacrifice fly in the fifth, hit into a force play in the fourth. So he's officially 1 for 2, 11 for 22. Here is Mike Shannon. Seven for 23 make it on McCarver. Inside. It's ball one. McCarver's on at first base. An infield hit. Pepitone made a fine play knocking that ball down. Shannon waits. It's a lob throw to first. McCarver was 10 for 21 going into the ball game. He walked in the second, forced out in the fourth, sacrifice fly in the fifth. Now the base hit. Shannon, fouls went off, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. So he's 1 for 2, 11 for 23. Boy, that's a good month. 1 ball and 1 strike. Mike Shannon takes a look. at Vern Benson. McCarver's got good speed. St. Louis out in front by four. They can try things. See what happens. Here's a pitch. He bunts it and bunts it down the first base line with foul. And McCarver was off and running. So it's one ball, two strikes. McCarver heads back towards first base. It's like a bunt and run play.
Very little defense against that bunt and run play, Joe. The only thing is, if it's a pitch out, then you're in trouble.
Mike Shannon waiting. One ball and two strikes. McCarver leading off first. Hamilton at the belt. Shannon waits. The pitch. Swung on. A bouncing ball to Poyer third. He fumbles the ball, and there's no play. Everybody is safe. Poyer fumbled the ball. It's an error on Cleet Poyer. McCarver's at second. Shannon's at first, and Maxville is the hitter. So with base runners at first and second, Maxwell up there. Boyer, of course, will be looking for a bunt. Pepitone is looking for a bunt. Boyer can't leave too soon. McCarver, a good runner at second. Hamilton at the belt. They're sneaking in. Maxwell's going to bunt. Bunts it down to third baseline. A beauty. Boyer has to make his play to first base to Richardson. Advancing McCarver and Shannon. Hamilton broke off the mound towards the third base line, but Maxwell bunted the ball hard enough to get it by Hamilton. And the hand that you hear is for Bob Gibson, a standing ovation. Yogi Berra has come out of the Yankee dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change. He wants Pete Mickelson, the right-hander, the sinker ball right-hander, to come in and replace his left-hander, Steve Hamilton. A fine bunt by Maxville has moved McCarver on over to third. Shannon on over to second. There's one out. And now Pete Mickelson is coming in. Second and third, one out. And Gibson the hitter. While Mickelson takes his warm-up pitches, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Today, from years of experience and improvements, GFC makes it faster than ever to borrow the money you need. One fast, easy phone call to friendly Bob Adams is really all it takes to arrange your loan from GFC. Maine 14242. The folks at GFC handle all the details. Your money is ready to pick it up in almost no time at all. Why not put an end to any nagging money worries you might have? For $25 on up to $2,000, call GFC at Maine 14242. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Pete Mickelson, the new Yankee pitcher, taking his warm-up tosses. Joe Pepitone goes over to talk to Bobby Richardson at second base. The situation is McCarver at third base, Mike Shannon's at second base. There's one out. In the bottom half of the eighth inning, St. Louis out in front by the score of 7-3, and Bob Gibson's the hitter. Ovation for this right-hander here as this crowd appreciates him coming back with short rest. And he's gone eight innings so far. Takes a look down at his third base coach, Vern Benson. There is one out. McCarver's the base runner at third, Shannon at second. The infield is drawn inside. The Yankees cannot afford to give up any runs. Mickelson will pitch off the stretch to keep an eye on McCarver. Gibson can handle that bat. Mickelson at the belt. Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit deep at foul. Man, he got around on a fastball. He hit it on the roof over everything, way out in front. Gibson trying to get at least a fly ball. Pull one foul and strike one. Infield in. There's one out. 7-3, that's the score. St. Louis is out in front, bottom of the eighth. Mickelson, taking plenty of time, ready. Delivers. Swung on and fouled out of play. Once again, it's strike two on Bob Gibson. Mickelson wants a new baseball. He can't afford the luxury of the fly ball. He's got to go for the strikeout. Watson strike count on Bob Gibson, one out. Base runners at second and third. Bottom of the eighth inning, the seventh game of the 1964 World Series. McCarver a few feet off third base. Shannon just a few feet off second. Edging off. Gibson waits. Mickelson delivers. Swung on, foul ball down the third base line. McCarver was coming in on a ground ball. That ball was hit on the ground. He broke for the plate. Gibson waving that bat. Mickelson gets a sign from Howard. McCarver leads off third. Shannon off second. Mickelson ready now at the belt. Checks the runners. The pitch to Gibson. Swung on a bouncy ball. Boyer third has it. They got McCarver hung up to Howard. Howard runs him back now. Flip. The ball gets away as it hits the runner. Now they got Shannon trapped. McCarver starts for the plate. It's Mickelson who's got McCarver trapped again. He runs it back, throws to the shortstop Lins, and they finally get him with Shannon going back into second base. Gibson in the first base. The throw hit McCarver. It bounded away from Boyer, but Shannon was there. When he headed back for second base, they had Shannon caught between second and third. McCarver saw this. He headed back towards the plate, and Mickelson very alertly backing off the play was at home plate. They threw. They had McCarver's caught and finally tagged him out at third base. Play went from Boyer to Howard, back to Boyer. Lins, Mickelson, and Lins at third base finally made the put out. So we got two outs. At second base, it's Shannon. At first base is Bob Gibson. The hitter is Kurt Flood. Line drive right at Cleet Boyer. Ball was well hit, but Boyer had him well played. That ends the inning. So the score is St. Louis 7 and New York 3. How many deodorants do you have cluttering up the family medicine chest? Did you know there is a personal deodorant that's perfect for the whole family? America's number one deodorant, Gillette Right Guard Power Spray. It's the perfect personal deodorant because nothing touches you but the spray itself. Not a gummy roll-on, not a messy cream, but a refreshing mist that dries on contact. 2 seconds gives you 24-hour protection. Remember, because nothing touches you but the spray itself, Right Guard is the perfect personal deodorant for the whole family. And talk about incomparable products. How about that Gillette stainless steel blade? Gillette guarantees you the best first shave and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkable uniformity of Gillette stainless steel blades. You'll see why the Gillette stainless has become the number one seller by far. Tom Trash to lead it off. Top of the ninth inning. Bob Gibson has completed his warm-up tosses. Down in the bullpen, Sadecki and Craig start to loosen up. The pitch to Trash is a strike call. One strike. Trash batting left-handed against Gibson. Top of the ninth. St. Louis, 7. New York, 3. Gibson delivers. Foul tip, strike two, and listen to this crowd. Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the top of the ninth inning, seventh game of the 1964 World Series.
And the hit pitch to Cleet Boyer. Swung on, fly ball, deep to left field. Luke Rock is going back near the warning track. That ball is out of here.
Bob Gibson, taking plenty of time. A two strike count on Tom Fresh. Gibson ready. Good pitch.
Hung on, a foul tip. He pulled it and knocked the ball out of McCarver, and he still held the ball. Bill, I've never seen that play before.
Well, that's true. He pulled it, touching home plate for a fourth play, and knocked the glove off and caught it barehanded.
McCarver's glove came off, and he still held the ball.
So there is one out. Now it's three for you. Each strikeout for Gibson. This World Series is not everything. The pitch by Gibson. Outside. Ball one. Then fine pitches. Fine fielding plays. Great clutch hitting. Great defensive plays all over. One ball and one strike. Johnny Blanchard is in the on-deck circle for New York. Gibson ready. The 1-1 pitch to Boyer. Come on. This ballpark, needless to say, is bulging at the seams. Every strike, you can hear the roar. Bob Gibson getting a sign from his young catcher. Look at it. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. The fastball. Hit the dirt, you can see the dust fly up. Gibson letting out. Becky and Craig warming up in the Cardinal bullpen. Two balls, two strikes. Gibson ready. The pitch. Foul back. Now remains at 2-2. Top of the ninth. One out. Carver rubbing up that baseball. The baseball season down to two outs. Gibson, a big, deep breath. Ready. Cleet Boyer. Line drive down the left field line and it's turning foul. A foul ball by Boyer. That ball was hit right on the nose. Curved foul. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Bob Gibson shakes off the sign. That's a new one. Ready now. Cleet Boyer waits. The 2-2 pitch on the way. High and inside. Moves him back and it's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Johnny Blanchard swinging a couple back in the on-deck circle. St. Louis 7. The New York Yankees 3. Bob Gibson. Ready. Here's the payoff pitch to Cleet Boyer. Swung on, fly ball, deep to left field. Lou Brock is going back near the warning track. That ball is out of here. Home run for Cleet Boyer as he hit a 3-2 fastball. So it's now a 7-4 ball game. Cleet Boyer on a 3-2 fastball has just hit a home run into the left field bleachers. And now Johnny Blanchard will come up as a pinch hitter. Blanchard, the pinch hitter for Pete Mickelson. Blanchard, a left-handed pull hitter. It's the second home run for the Yankees. Mickey Mantle, a three-run homer. Boyer has just hit one. Brock and Ken Boyer have hit home runs for St. Louis. One man out. One run is in. Here's the pitch by Gibson. Swung on and fouled back. Strike one. 7-4, top of the ninth. St. Louis out in front. Gibson is going all the way. Ready. Blanchard waits. Outside. One ball, one strike. Outfield deep, pulled around towards right. Infield is back. Maxwell just about on the edge of the grass. 1-1 pitch. Swung on. A foul tip and a strike two. One ball, two strikes. There's one out, one run is in. 7-4, St. Louis is out in front. Top of the ninth inning. Seventh game. This is it. Gibson ready, the pitch. Curveball, just did get a piece of it. Looks like Blanchard might have been fooled, but not enough that he couldn't get that bat out there to just get a piece of it. He stays alive. One ball, two strikes. Time is called now. As the left field umpire, Vinny Smith, wants the spectators to stay in the bleachers in left field. Everything's set now. Ready to go. Gibson delivers. Branch of swing. Mitchell. And there are two outs. 9 strikeouts for Bob Gibson. Gibson in this series now struck out 31 men. Here is Phil Lynn. Fouls one right back here. And it's strike one. There are two outs. St. Louis, 7. New York, 4. Two outs, top of the ninth. Bob Gibson delivers. Lynn swings. Fly ball deep to left field. Lou Brock over near the line. Back, back. That ball is a home run for Phil Lynn as Benny Smith gives the sign. So Lynn has hit a home run. And it's a 7-5 ball game. And it brings up Bobby Richardson. 2 home runs in this inning. Johnny King pacing in the dugout. You know what's running through his mind. He'd like to see his pitcher get a complete game, but how far can he go? Yankees battling back like they've been battling all year. The Cardinals battling to win this game like they've been battling all year. 2 evenly matched ball clubs. 2 runs are in. Bobby Richardson, the man who has really been getting the base hits in this series, 13 of them. Time is called now. Once again, the Bleacher fans leaning over the wall. And the announcement is made that the game will be stopped until they get off the wall. Bobby Richardson up there with 2 outs. 7-5. He's got to get on. They got the big bomber Maris up to the tying run. Bob Gibson, ready, delivers. It's low, ball one. 1 ball, no strike. Roger Maris kneeling on the on deck circle with that big bat in his hand, waiting to get up there as Richardson takes the strike. 1 ball and 1 strike. This ballpark just bulging. With every pitch, 1 ball, 1 strike. Richardson waits. Gibson delivers. Swung on, tops up. Knoxville at second base. Calling for it. Makes the catch. The Cardinals win it. And this ballpark, complete bedlam. The final score is St. Louis 7, New York 5. And in a moment, we will review the highlights of the game for you.
Well, Gibson's fine pitching, the Cardinals' speed of foot, and a great defensive play by Mike Shannon. That's big news here. And big news in shaving today is this Gillette World Series special. It's your opportunity to stock up on sensational Gillette stainless steel blades at a bargain price. 2 6-blade dispensers, that's 12 Gillette stainless steel blades, for just $1.50. You get weeks and weeks of clean, easy shaves, incomparable shaves, and you save 28 cents in the bargain. You're guaranteed the best first shave of your life, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. Discover the remarkable uniform quality Gillette can promise you, blade after blade. Get the Gillette Special today. 12 stainless steel blades for only $1.50. Supreme shaving luxury, and you save 28 cents. And I mean to tell you, I just about lost my voice on that great defensive play by Mike Shannon in right field, and now, happily to carry you along the rest of the ball game, Joe Garagiola.
Thank you very much, Phil. Tremendous play on both ends. Dick Grote made a fine play as he caught the hurry throw of Mike Shannon as it took a short hop, he held onto it. Fine play. Al Downing is a new Yankee pitcher. 3-0, that's the score. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lou Brock, Bill White, and Ken Boyer. Mike Shannon took a base hit away from Lynn's and then flipped it to second base. The throw skipped in. Grote able to come up with it. A big double play. That ended that fifth inning. Downing is the Yankee pitcher. A good fastball. An overhanded curveball. He throws his slider. Lou Brock will lead it off in the bottom of the fifth. Brock tried to beat out a bunt in the first. He singled the center in the third. Boyer comes in close to third base. Al Downing. The new Yankee pitcher is ready, and here's the pitch.
Swung on. Deep in the right center field. Back. That ball is... Hanging loose in right center field. So it's a 4-0 ball game. Here is Bill White. Swung on. Line drive. Center field. That's a base hit. Roger Maris is up. White stops at first, and on two pitches, the Cardinals have hit two shots off Al Downing. And the Yankee bullpen swings into action now. Alston Howard out to the mound to slow the pace down just a little bit. As Lou Brock hit a home run, White lines a single out in the bullpen.
Joe, both those pitches were high fastballs, too.
High fastballs, and they jumped on him and really sent him right on out of here. One a home run, one a single. Boyer, he began it all in that fourth inning when the Redbirds picked up three runs. He singled in the center field. Big, powerful right-hand hitter. The pitch, high and inside, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out, one run is in. 4-0, bottom of the fifth, St. Louis leading. The seventh game of this 1964 World Series. Bill White leads off the pitch. Swung on, line drive, right field. Mantle going over fast. He can't get it. One hop off the wall. Up with the ball is Mantle. White is rounding third. They're going to hold him up as Boyer goes into second. The throw comes in over Howard's head. Downing boots the ball, but White cannot come on in. The throw by Richardson, the relay man, was over the head of Elston Howard. Downing very alertly backing up the play. He booted the ball, but not far enough to allow Bill White to come on in. With nobody out, Vern Benson doesn't want to take any chances and run the Cardinals out of an inning, so he put up the red light for Bill White, who stopped at third. Boyer's on at second base. And the hitter is Dick Grote. A double for Boyer. Here comes Yogi Berra out of the Yankee dugout. Roland Sheldon is warming up for New York. Downing has really been greeted by the Cardinals. Lou Brock hit the first pitch for a home run onto the roof in right center field. White then hit a hard single into center field. Boyer doubled, a one-hop line drive up against that wall in right center field. And now Yogi will make a pitching change here, and Sheldon, a right-hander, will be brought in. And while Sheldon comes in out of the bullpen, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Now, Community Federal, the largest federally chartered savings and loan association in the state of Missouri, has branches that are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're the 5,000 mailboxes. They make it convenient and easy for you to earn 4.5% on your insured savings. You'll find 5,000 mailboxes in the St. Louis area standing ready for your savings deposit to Community Federal. Start today to earn 4.5% at your savings and loan association, Community Federal, KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Roland Sheldon, the third Yankee pitcher used by manager Yogi Berra, as the Cardinals, who scored three runs in the fourth inning, have scored one run here on a home run, have base runners at second and third, nobody out, and Pete Mickelson begins to loosen up for the Yankees down in the bullpen.
Joe, you know, you've been wondering how long can they silence these big bats of Bill White and Ken Boyer. And they waited a long time, but they're sure booming them today.
Really some hard shots. White's two base hits. Double the center and a single. Both hit right on the nose. Boyer has two base hits. Brock, a big home run. Sheldon, a big, tall right-hander. This is the second game that Sheldon is appearing in. The infield comes in for the New York Yankees. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0. That's the score. St. Louis is out in front. Bill White is at third base. Ken Boyer is at second base. Dick Grote is the hitter. They shade Grote in the outfield towards right center field. Not too deep. Mantle nor Maris.
Sheldon, the right-hander. Now Lins drops back. Here's the pitch to Grode. Swung on and missed it. Strike one. A foul tip, says Frank Sicori. Boyer is in on the grass at third base. Lins is back a couple steps at shortstop. Richardson and Pepitone are in. One strike. They count on Dick Grode. White leads off third. Ken Boyer leads off second. 4-0 New York leading. The pitch. Swung on, a foul tip. And a strike two. That was an overhanded curveball. Sheldon came from right on over the top. Two strikes to count on Dick Grode. Grode bounced out and walked. Tough man to strike out. Sheldon and Elston Howard know this, working carefully. White's at third. Boyer is at second. There's nobody out. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch now. Pushes him back with a high, tight fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes.
Here is a special report from NBC News. NBC's Joseph Harsh in London reports strong indications from the Russian embassy in Paris that Premier Khrushchev did resign. The official list of Soviet Union leaders released today in Moscow does not have the name of Nikita Khrushchev on it. Moscow still has not confirmed the naming of Leonid Brezhnev as first secretary and Alexei Kosygin as premier. This has been a special report from NBC News. Stay tuned to your NBC News station for further reports.
Further reports will be heard on KMOX from our KMOX newsroom and the CBS radio network as they develop.
Here's the pitch now. Swung on and fouled off again. Bounces around. A battle between Sheldon and Grode. One ball and two strikes to count. St. Louis 4, New York nothing. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bill White at third base. Ken Boyer is at second base. Grote waves that bat. Sheldon looks down for that sign. Taking plenty of time. Checks the runners. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Grote. Swung on, a foul ball out of play down the right field corner. Grote just trying to get a piece of that ball, waiting until the last possible minute. Bill White at third base. He's edging up. Ground ball to Lins. He'll be coming in. Lins is back. Richardson, Pepitone, and Boyer at third. All in for the play at the plate. Sheldon ready. The pitch to Grote. Swung on, a bouncing ball up the middle. Here comes White. Richardson's play will be at first base. In time. Grote is out, but White scores. Bobby Richardson on a slow hit ball. Took a look at the plate. White had a good lead, able to score. Richardson made the play to first base. In time to get Grote. Boyer takes third. So it's a 5-0 ball game now. And the hitter is Tim McCarver. Grote gets a run batted in. Scoreboard man. He's giving him two runs up there. Wonder who he's rooting for, Phil.
No question, Joe.
McCarver waits. The pitch. Swung on. Bouncing ball. Foul down at first baseline. And Pete Mickelson in the Yankee bullpen comes up with it. One strike to count. 5-0. St. Louis leading. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This is Joe Garagiola with Phil Rizzuto. The seventh game of the 1964 World Series. Both these clubs really battling. They've battled all year long to get into a World Series. Now it's the seventh game, and right now St. Louis leads 5-0. Infield in. Boyer a good lead at third. Sheldon ready. McCarver waits. The pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Cleet Boyer broke on over to third base as if there were a pickoff play. Big brother Ken
says something to him. He'll probably tell him a little more when he gets him home tonight. One ball and one strike on Tim McCarver, who has been a real hot hitter for the Cardinals throughout this series. Sheldon Reddy, the 1-1 pitch to McCarver. Outside, and it's ball two. Two balls and one strike, one man out. Two runs are in, 5-0, St. Louis leading. Yankee infield in, and they want to choke that run off at the plate. McCarver waves that bat. Two balls, one strike, one out. Sheldon, the big right-hander, ready. Here's the pitch. It's a strike of fastball. Up that outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, calls time now. Downing came in to relieve. And the starter, Stottlemyre. And a home run by Brock. Single by White. Double by Boyer. And Sheldon has come on. McCarver waits. Two balls, two strikes. Sheldon delivers. Swung on, a little looper, right field. Mayo's going to make the catch. Boyer tags up. Here he comes. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. McCarver on a sacrifice fly drives in Ken Boyer from third base, and the Cardinals now lead 6-0. So there are two outs, and here is Mike Shannon. It was a race between Mantle and Boyer. Boyer able to score on the sacrifice fly hit to Mickey Mantle by McCarver. Shannon waits. Foul ball, third base side. Cleet Boyer over, but it's out of play. One strike to count. Cardinals with three runs in the fourth, three in the fifth. Speed has really paid off for St. Louis today. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch to Shannon. Tap foul. Strike two. Two strikes. The count on Mike Shannon. Shannon was out on strikes in the second. He singled. Scored in the fourth. He was the back man on that double steal. McCarver was the front man. Sheldon ready now. Shannon waits the pitch. High fastball. Mike went down to one knee. One ball, two strikes. Shannon's a very aggressive hitter. Once he starts that bat, his whole body goes into action. Nothing it waits. 6-0, St. Louis out in front of the Yankees. Bottom half of the fifth inning. The one. Sheldon started to pitch, then backed off. Gets a new sign from Elston Howard. Now here is the 1-2 pitch. He struck him out. A breaking ball. Shannon out on strikes. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York nothing. Men, wouldn't you like to start the day with the best shave in the world? The quickest, easiest shave a man can get? Here's how. All you need is hot water. Lots of it. Then the shaving cream that super saturates your beard throughout your shave. Extra rich Gillette Foamy. America's only leading shaving cream that cleanses your skin with K34 hexachloroplatin antiseptic while you shave. And to look sharp and feel sharp, use the Gillette stainless steel blade. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life. And more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other. Or your money back from Gillette. Clean, close shaves, blade after blade after blade. And for a perfect ending, Gillette's crisp new Sun Up. Smells better, feels better. Splash on a dash, and you put on a happy face. Matchless shaving comfort from Gillette. The people who know men best.
KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis.
And we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
When it comes to borrowing money from GFC, it really is just as easy as it sounds. All you do is call GFC's friendly Bob Adams at Maine 14242. Friendly Bob arranges your loan right on the phone in minutes. If you're a working man or woman, get from $25 on up to $2,000 that fast and easy way. Why fret over money problems a minute longer? Call Maine 14242 GFC and talk to friendly Bob Adams. KMOX, KMOX FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
The top of the sixth inning, Bobby Richardson against Bob Gibson. The lights are on here at Busch Stadium. Gibson ready, delivers. Inside, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Big right-hander ready, delivers. Inside, and it's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. The bullpen starts to stir. Bob Uecker, the catcher, hustles from the dugout down to the bullpen. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And it's ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Bob Gibson leading 6-0. Here is the pitch to Bobby Richardson. It's a strike, a fastball. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 pitch by Gibson. Is strike two. Ron Taylor, a right-hander, starts to limber up. Craig was up a minute ago. Now Ron Taylor. Both managers will use everybody. Here is the 3-2 pitch to Richardson. Swung on. Bouncy ball down the third baseline. Real tough play for Boyer. Up the throw is not in time. Ken Boyer, a real tough play as Bobby Richardson topped the ball. A little slow dribbler. Boyer was back with a two-strike count on him. And Bobby Richardson has himself an infield hit. And that's 12 base hits for Richardson in this series. Here is Roger Maris. 6-0 the score. Top of the sixth, St. Louis leading.
Joe, that ties a World Series record. Most hits in a World Series.
Here's the pitch to Maris. It's a strike on the outside corner. So Bobby Richardson, World Series record. Maris waits. Gibson delivers. It's a strike called on the outside corner as Bob Gibson continues to hit the outside corner, keeping that ball away from these left-hand hitters. The fence here in St. Louis, down the right field line, 310 feet. 322, 354 in right center. So it's a very nice target for the left-handed pull hitter. Here's a two-strike pitch to Maris. Did he swing? No, says Frank Sicori. A half swing. A real tough play for any umpire, but especially so in the seventh game of the World Series. Boy, you got to go for these umpires. The pressure is tough on the ball players, but how about those guys that have to call the plays and call the pitches? Here's a 1-2 pitch now. Swung on and fouled straight back. Craig and Taylor warming up for St. Louis. Cardinals 6, Yankees nothing. Top of the sixth inning, Bobby Richardson on at first base. Bill White playing behind the runner. Here's the pitch by Gibson. Foul tip straight back again. The umpires are Frank Sicori behind the plate, Bill McKinley, the American League, at first. Ken Burkhardt, National League, is at second. Hank Soar of the American League is at third. Right field, Al Smith, the American League. Left field, Vinnie Smith of the National League. One ball, two strikes. Maris waits. The pitch. A curveball hangs high, and it evens out at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Richardson, a leadoff first base. Maris waving that bat. The pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball. Pass Bill White. In the right field. Up with the ball is Shannon. Richardson makes the turn, but holds on. As Mike Shannon, with a tremendous arm, cocked that arm to throw,
But I tell you, he's put out enough commercials during this series to let you know he can throw. So it's base runners now at first and second, and Mickey Mantle is the hitter. Johnny Keene, the Cardinal manager, pacing in the dugout. They have a right-hander, Roger Craig, a right-hander, Ron Taylor, warming up down in the bullpen. Mantle was out on strikes, and he bounced out. Richardson off second, Marisoff first. The pitch by Gibson swung on and fouled back, and Mantle had a good cut. St. Louis 6, New York nothing. We're in the top of the sixth. Richardson leading off the second base. Roger Maris a couple steps off first base. Mickey Mantle in that batter's box, right down the end of that bat. Gibson delivers. Swung on, hit deep into left field. Back goes Brock, back. That ball's a home run over the 379-foot marker in deep left center field. Driving in Richardson and Maris. Mantle comes in to score. It's now a 6-3 ball game. Man, he didn't swing hard at all at that ball, Phil. Just seemed to lay his bat out there.
Just like he did yesterday, Joe, when he went to the opposite field batting right-handed, hit one up on the roof. And we all know Mickey's got tremendous power to any field. And as we said earlier, Gibson had been pitching him away, so he's been going with the pitch.
And that's exactly what he did. He went with the fastball outside, and he has just cut the Cardinal lead in half. Johnny Keene is out on the mound talking to Bob Gibson. He's got two right-handers warming up, Craig and Ron Taylor. Keene is going to let Bob Gibson in the ballgame. Johnny Keene, manager of the Cardinals, been in baseball many, many years, but I'm sure he won't forget this year. A long, long time. Here is Elston Howard now, and Bob Gibson delivers. Swung on and missed. Boy, he let out a notch. If Keene told him to cut it loose, that's just what Gibson did. Foul tip and a strike two. Two strikes, no balls to count. Elston Howard the hitter. Mantle has a new record. You can hear the announcements in the background. It seems like every time Mantle shows up at the ballpark in the World Series, it's a new record, and he's breaking Yogi Berra's records. Here's the two-strike pitch. High. Ball one. And I'm sure, Phil, that Yogi don't mind that at all.
Not at all, as long as they score those runs, Joe.
One ball, two strikes. Elston Howard, the hitter. 6-3 is the score. Top of the sixth. The pitch by Gibson. Foul tip. Hit that off the end of the bat. Slider. Gibson does not change speeds too often. It was a hard slider, a good fastball, a hard curve. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Three runs are in. 6-3. Cardinals leading top of the sixth. The pitch. Fastball. Out on strikes. Caught that outside corner. Elston Howard out on strikes. And it brings up Joe Pepitone. Pepitone fouled out and popped out. He's 0-2. And they play Pepitone deep. They shade him towards right field. Gibson gets his sign. Ready. The pitch. Hot shot. Foul down that first baseline. Down into the Yankee bullpen. Ralph Terry loosening up for the Yankees. Craig and Taylor continue to throw for the Cardinals. Gibson ready. The pitch. Fastball. Right on the thumbs. A little looper to Maxville. Joe Pepitone hit that right on the fist. A little pop fly to Del Maxville at second base. So there are two outs, and here is Tom Tresh. Gibson has been able to keep that ball in tight on Pepitone. He just thrown that bat right off in his hands. Tresh waits. Fastball. He had a good cut and fouls it back.
Gibson doesn't waste any time. He gets that ball, he throws it, and first that fastball don't waste any time getting up there either. One strike to count. The pitch. High. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Tresh shortened up as if he was going to bunt. Maxwell is back at second base. Boyer wide of the bag. Groat shading towards the bag at shortstop. The outfield playing Tresh to pull. 1-1 pitch. Curveball outside, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. A three-run homer by Mantle has made the score 6-3. St. Louis out in front in the top of the sixth inning. Gibson ready. 2-1 pitch. Curveball, foul tip. And it evens out at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Tom Tresh is the hitter. Waves at bat. Waiting. Gibson shakes off the sign with his glove. Another one. Ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. High. Ball three. A curveball. Steve Hamilton gets up to join Ralph Terry in the Yankee bullpen. Three balls and two strikes. Gibson ready. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Out of play. McCarver rubs up that baseball. Bob Gibson. Hard-throwing right-hander. Ready. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Tresh. It's high, ball four. He walked him. So Tresh draws a base on balls. It brings up Cleet Boyer. That's a third base on balls given up by Gibson. He gave up two in the fifth inning. 6-3, that's the score. St. Louis out in front. Tresh leading off first. And Cleet Boyer in that batter's box. The pitch. Swung on and foul straight back. Strike one. Two outs. Cardinals score three runs in the fourth, three in the fifth. Yankees score three here in this inning. Big blast by Mickey Mantle. Here's the pitch to Boyer. Swung on and fouled back again. Two strikes. Gibson not letting up. Two strikes. Cleet Boyer waves at bat. Tresh leads off first. White holding Tresh close at first base. Bob Gibson delivers. Misses outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. Boy, you can hear that ball popping at McCarver's glove. Gibson, who looks fast, sounds fast. Shakes off a couple signs. Ready now. Nope, wants a new one. Shakes off another one. One ball, two strikes to count. Boyer waits. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Base runner at first, Tom Tresh. Three runs in. 6-3 is the score. St. Louis out in front. They play Boyer straight away. Flood directly in line with the bag in center field. Gibson ready now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Gibson and Boyer having quite a battle. Gibson, when he shakes off that many times, as he's been doing, trying to get Boyer maybe to thinking a little bit as to what he's going to throw him. A lot of times he'll put down a sign, he'll shake you around and come back to the original sign. One ball and two strikes. Cleet Boyer, waiting. Gibson ready. Checks the base runner, Tresh. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed it. Struck him out. A fastball. The score, is St. Louis 6 and New York 3. You know, it's been a long time since we've seen anything like the Cardinals' feet afoot on those bases and in the field. You know, it's a long time since we've seen a deal like the Gillette World Series Special. When you buy the Gillette adjustable razor set, which also contains a dispenser of stainless steel blades, you get new Gillette Sunup Aftershave free in a generous sample bottle. Splash on a dash and you put on a happy face. Smells better, feels better. Top off every Gillette shave with crisp, refreshing Sunup. And what smooth shaves they are with the Gillette adjustable. It's the razor with the micrometer dial, 9 blade settings. Select the one which matches your skin and beard exactly. And Gillette guarantees its incomparable stainless steel blade will give you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves per blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. There's the deal. Adjustable razor, Gillette stainless steel blades for $1.50 plus Sunup free. Bottom half of the sixth inning. That scoreboard man is really rooting. He's in the bottom of the seventh. I tell you, he's a little excited out there. It's been a long time since they've had a World Series here in St. Louis. And that scoreboard man, he's on fast time. Checked my scorecard and checked the scoreboard, but it's the bottom of the sixth. And here is Del Maxville to lead it off. It's a strike. Sheldon against Maxville. The pitch. Swings a foul tip. And a strike two. As you look at the scoreboard, the Yankees have not scored in the seventh, and we're only playing the bottom of the sixth. Here's the two-strike pitch. A fastball at Getzing. Sheldon, with a good fastball, gets Maxville, and Bob Gibson comes up. He'll get a nice hand. Gibson, flying to center field. He popped up. One out, nobody on. Rolling Sheldon, ready. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, left field. Tresh going over, Maris going over. Who's going to make the play? They almost collide, they do. And Tom Tresh takes the ball out of the glove as Gibson hit that ball right to the warning track. A high fly ball. Maris could have made the play. Tresh did make the play, and there are two outs, and Kurt Flood is the hitter. Flood will take a lot of time to give Bob Gibson a chance to get back to that bench. A lot of things a leadoff man has to do, Phil. He has to take strikes. He has to kind of stall.
It is pretty tough, and sometimes those umpires don't like it too much, but you've got to look out for your pitcher.
Flood has just reached home plate. St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the 6th. Sheldon ready. Here's the pitch. Fastball, he takes a strike. You can almost bet he'd have to take at least one strike with Gibson hitting the first pitch. Sheldon ready. Swung on and tapped foul. Flood has a very quick bat. He waits until the last minute and he flies into action right now. Two strikes to count. St. Louis 6, New York 3, bottom of the 6th. Nobody on. Sheldon, the big right-hander, ready. Here's the pitch. Outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. They play Flood pretty much straight away. Sheldon ready. The pitch. Swung on, line drive foul, out of play, down into the right field corner, right over the bullpen. One ball and two strikes to count. Frank Sicori, the whisk broom. two outs. Sheldon gets a sign from his catcher. Ready. Delivers. High. Two balls and two strikes. Cardinals 6, Yankees 3. Stottlemyre started for New York, replaced by Downing, then Sheldon. Bob Gibson all the way for St. Louis. Here is the 2-2 pitch. A foul tip pops out of the glove of Elston Howard. And Curt Flood is still alive at two balls, two strikes. Whenever you catch a foul tip, you're just lucky. There's no way in the world you can practice that play. It just happens to hit in your glove and sticks. Flood holds that bat long, waits. 2-2 pitch now. Outside, and it's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Real battle going on. This is it. The season is really opening today. Everything down to this seventh game. Right now, in the bottom of the sixth, St. Louis leading by three, 6-3. Sheldon ready. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Curt Flood. Swung on, line drive, right field. Mickey Mantle digging. He is there, makes the play. Mantle, a nice play as Flood line. Hard to right. And the score is St. Louis 6 and New York 3. Incomparable. That's the word for the Gillette stainless steel blade. Try it and find out why. It's the number one seller by far. Superb comfort, close, easy shaves. Shave after shave, blade after blade. And with the Gillette stainless, you get uniform quality unequaled by any other. Gillette guarantees you the best first shave of your life and more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade. Or your money back from Gillette. Get started today with that sensational Gillette stainless steel blade. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
What kind of money problems do you have? Medical and dental bills eating up the budget? Big car payments you'd like to cut in half? A whole pile of monthly bills got you snowed under? Well, the simple answer to all those problems is a phone number. Maine 1-4242. Call and talk to GFC's friendly Bob Adams. Arrange in minutes for $25 on up to $2,000. KMOX, KMOX-FM, St. Louis, your World Series station.
Hector Lopez will be the pinch hitter for Sheldon. Steve Hamilton, a left-hander, continues to throw hard in the bullpen. Lopez, a right-handed hitter. Top of the seventh inning, this is Joe Garagiola with Phil Rizzuto. Seventh game of the World Series. Lopez, the pinch hitter. Strike one. Lopez, been in two ball games. The bat once, didn't get a hit. Hits a lot towards right center field and the right field line. The pitch by Gibson. Swung on. Strike two. Cardinal outfielders give you the right field corner. They'll play from the 322 marker over towards the flagpole. Two strikes to count. Gibson delivers. Bounces in front of the plate, and I mean he put some extra on that curveball. She came up there like a snake. Sicori wants a look at that ball. I don't blame him. Might explode right in his hand. Bob Gibson continuing to throw hard. Roger Craig warming up. 1-2 pitch outside. 2-2. Ray Sadecki joins Roger Craig down in the Cardinal bullpen. Both managers, they'll use everybody they can get in. 2-2 pitch. Lopez throws his bat, almost hits Gibson as he strikes out. Gibson, he had to jump to get out of the way as that bat went sailing out towards the mound. That's six strikeouts for Bob Gibson as Lopez goes down. Here is Phil Lins. Lins 1-for-3. Gibson delivers. Fly ball, right field. Mike Shannon near the line. Calling for the ball. Makes the play. And there are two outs. Two outs, nobody on. Bobby Richardson, the hitter. Richardson with 12 base hits. He beat out an infield hit. Came on around the score, along with Roger Maris, when Mickey Mantle hit his tremendous home run into the left center field bleachers. Gibson delivers. It's a strike. Boys, I don't know about this short rest or long rest. He is really pumping that ball.
Since Johnny Keene went out and talked to him, Joe, he's throwing even harder.
Swung on. Base hit, center field, and Richardson has himself another base hit. Up with the ball is Flood. Richardson stops at first with a single. 13 base hits. 13 for 31. Here is Roger Maris. 6-3. That's the score. Top of the seventh. Jim Gleason calls time. They want to look at the ball.
No, Joe, what they want to do is give Richardson that ball, I believe. It's a new World Series record.
Oh?
I think.
Corey's looking at it.
Pepitone yelling there.
Yeah, that's what they
and
want.
Boy, they want to give the ball to Richardson. That's what they want to do, because he just broke a World Series record that stood for a long, long time.
Well, Bobby Richardson has himself quite a souvenir. See, you're just used to records, Phil. I'm not. I mean, any time I asked for the ball, I had a tough time to get the umpire to look at it. That's what it was. Remember one time Ed Bailey stole second base, the ground crew gave him the bag. That's real devotion. Here's a pitch to Maris. Swung on a line drive, right field. Shannon over. He's there. Makes the play. That ball was hit hard, but Shannon was there. As Maris lines hard to Shannon in right field. That ends the inning, and the score is St. Louis 6, New York 3.
To look and feel sharp, use the stainless blade that outsells all the others made. Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here's the deal. Two dispensers of sensational Gillette stainless steel blades. 12 blades for only $1.50. You save 28 cents. If you haven't enjoyed the matchless comfort of this great blade, here's your chance to find out why the Gillette Stainless has become the number one seller by far. You're guaranteed the easiest first shave, plus more superbly comfortable shaves every blade than with any other blade, or your money back from Gillette. So right now, save 28 cents on this two-dispenser deal and enjoy real shaving luxury at a bargain.
Get 12 blades while the price is low. It's a special from Gillette. Let's go.
Here is a special report from NBC News. NBC's United Nations correspondent, Pauline Frederick, reports that the leading Swedish newspaper in Stockholm confirms the resignation of Premier Khrushchev. The newspaper, quoting its Moscow correspondent, reports that Communist Party theoretician Mikhail Suslov was behind the move to oust Khrushchev. NBC's Miss Frederick also reports that the Swedish correspondent says the ouster of Khrushchev was done more in sorrow because of his age than in anger. The Soviet government still has not confirmed Khrushchev's resignation. This has been a special report from NBC News. Stay tuned to your NBC stations for later developments.
If this is your year to go campaign, this has got to be your year to go Dodge. New Dodge Dart. Coming on big for 65. Dart priced like a compact, handles like a compact, saves like a compact. But that's it. Dart's bigger, bolder, roomier. And why not? Dart's not just a compact. It's the Dodge-sized compact. With more spunk, more spirit, more genuine driving excitement than many higher-priced cars. New Dodge Dart. This one's all Dodge. With Dodge-sized power, Dodge-sized comfort, Dodge-sized value, and all tied up with a small size price tag. So go with the compact you can grow with. Pitch yourself out with new Dodge Dart. Coming on big for 65 at your Dodge dealers now.
KMOX, KMOX.
Top of the Yankee batting order, up for their second look at Bob Gibson. Phil Lynch, who bounced to third base his first time up, will lead it off. A nothing-nothing ball game. We're in the top of the third. Lined up by Gibson. curve, next to the outside corner. Strike one called. Gibson right back. Another curve. This one on the inside corner. Strike two. Quickly ahead of Phil Lynn. All right, Gibson is ready. Kicks the curve, hit foul. Frank Rossetti to his right. Nice play by the Crow. Wants to throw it back in for the umpire to look at. No balls, two strikes. Big Bob Gibson on the mound. Goes into the windup. Fastball high and away. One ball, two strikes. Again, Gibson ready. His pitch, swing, and a foul tip back to the screen. Count holds at one ball and two strikes. No score. Top of the third. Bobby Richardson on deck. Here's the pitch. Broken bat, ground ball, and Boyer's got it. The throw to first. Safe. He saved at first base. Right through the ball to McCarver. Almost threw it in the Yankee dugout. What a play Kenny Boyer made. And Phil Lynns, who threw his bat at the ball yesterday and lined a single to left, broke his bat this time. The barrel started out at Kenny Boyer. It's a wonder Boyer didn't go for the barrel of the bat. Boyer going way over to the shortstop position, coming up with that ball, rifling it to first. But first base umpire Bill McKinley called Lynn safe at first. So it goes as an infield single. Bill White thought they had Lynn's by quite a bit and turned around to flip the ball to McCarver so they could throw the ball around the infield. And he almost threw it over McCarver's head into the Yankee dugout. An infield single for Lynn's, the third hit for the Yankees. Here's Bobby Richardson. Bobby struck out his first time at bat. Now Kenny Boyer moves in at third. Bill White holding first against Lynn. They got to look for anything here. The stretch pitch to Bobby. Ground ball is short. Gross. Over to Maxville for one. Back to first. Double play. And I want to tell you, Joe, that Maxville showed me something there because that Lynn was coming right into it.
Yes, sir. Gross gave him a good ball to handle about eye high. But he didn't have enough time to get out of the way, and the kid just planted his feet, stayed there, and Lynn's was right in on top of him, and it was a fine double play.
And Lynn's took Maxville out of the play, but after Maxville had thrown the ball. And that ball was not hit too hard, and Richardson can go down that line. So it's two quick outs, and here is Roger Maris. Maris bounced to second base his first time at bat. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Pitch to Maris. On the outside corner, strike one call. Gibson definitely keeping the ball away from the Yankee power. One strike delivery, a ground ball hit to the left side. Boyer backs up, he's got it, throws in time to get Maris. Good play by Kenny Boyer. And now, at the middle of the third inning, the score is the Yankees nothing and the Cardinals nothing.
When you hear the name Monaco, what do you think of? Well, starting now, you're going to think of a car, a great car from Dodge. Dodge Monaco, coming on big for 65. Monaco, a new car, a new tradition, a new way to travel.